everyone, how are you? Welcome, Freedom Fighters. So I'm Charmaine Adam. I'm the head property coach here at Positive Property, and I'm really excited to be here with one of my members that I coach, Mike Harrington. So without further ado, Mike, do you want to introduce yourself? Let us know, you know, where you are in Australia, what kind of work you do, and give us a little bit about you, Mike.
Yep, no problem. Okay, Michael Harrington, I live in Canberra in the ACT. I'm a restaurateur, and I've got three restaurants currently down here. I joined Positive Property just under 2 years ago now. I know I've had my restaurants, and they're great and you know, good restaurants, you know, nationally awarded restaurants. But even, you know, we turn over in the vicinity of $10 to $20 million a year, and everyone thinks that's great, but my industry, there's not a lot left over at the end of the day. And so a couple of years ago, I thought that I wanted to, well, I did want to look for a new revenue stream, you know, something a little bit more simple. I had a heap of employees and a heap of headaches. And so I started doing some research on getting into the property investing. And I found George's book, Freedom Through Property. And I loved that. And I signed up, you know, I took a little bit of enrollment for my wife, Victoria, but it wasn't long after that we signed up, and it's going great so far.
Yeah, it has been a great ride, and it's been such an honor to work with you and coach you. And, you know, when you first came as a member, you had some big goals and you wanted to accomplish a lot, which you have. You've got 5 properties with Positive Property, is that correct?
Yep. So before we joined Positive Property, Vic and I, you know, we'd spoken about investing, didn't really know what to do. You know, all my money's tied up in my owner occupier and my businesses. And we'd invested with my mother, you know, who was probably the closest person to me that seemed to know a little bit about property investing. And we had enough equity at that time to go tenants in common with her in a property down here. It's nearby to where we live. You know, we didn't look anywhere else, didn't know to look anywhere else. You know, thought this area just out of town here in Queanbeyan, so it's just across the border, but only a 20-minute drive would be a good investment. Didn't really do any research. And so we did that. And you know, funnily enough, that property there, I think it was 520 we bought a townhouse for 4 years ago. 50% share. It's up to 560 now. We've made about 20 grand off that, and it's probably something I'll look to get rid of now. You know, we looked at it, we've bought 5 in the program since 2022. You know, I think it was June 2022 or the end of June we signed up. We immediately looked at the equity, you know, went through the program, listened to our coach, spoke to David, got our numbers, and we were really shocked to realize that we could purchase 3 properties almost straight away. And so we did. And the first one we bought was a off the plan in South Maclean, and that one's still not finished. It's only a few weeks away now, but we've made plenty of money. I think we ran through the numbers before, but we've made well over 100 grand on that one, which isn't even built yet. We've only just started paying interest not too long ago on most of that loan. But yeah, all of them. We've got 5, 2 in super, 3 outside of super now. That's the last one to be completed. The rest of them have all been tenanted within, you know, within a day or two. So it's been really good for us so far.
It's been great. And I want to speak to some of your property, because today's all about how you make, you know, $94,000 through property. And one of your properties has certainly done that. So do you want to share a little bit about your property in Bow Desert, what you purchased it for, what it's currently valued at the moment?
Yep. So Milan Street, Bow Desert. I've got a little spreadsheet here, so just looking at it. So we bought that one for $640,500. Current valuation is $735,000, and already we're seeing the you know, even with the high interest rates, the rent's going up. Got good long term tenant there. So what are we, even with that loan there?
Did you buy that in?
So the settlement was 22nd of November 2022.
Great. So that's just what, just over a year, and you've already had some great growth in that property.
Yep. And that was one, that was definitely one that I remember where we were, Vic and I were on our way out for dinner, and I think another one had fallen off for some reason. You go, I've got one in Beaudesert ready to go. And we looked on it, and it was like a little bit too far out between, it's sort of the same distance between Brisbane and the Gold Coast. And Vic and I looked at it, go, oh, I don't know if I really like it. You know, you're like, oh, it's a good one. And I know from a number of other things I do in my life, if you've got a coach, listen to your coach. And so we did personally didn't really like it. We didn't like, go, it's too far out in the sticks. I wouldn't want to live there. And so we're putting all that, you know, all our personal opinions into that one. And we got that, and that's been as good as any other one. And really, we got it off the shelf, settled really quickly, and haven't had to do a thing since.
Yeah, that's right. Because I said to you, put your investor hat on. Don't visualize if you want to live in it, or if you want to can see yourself. It all comes down to the due diligence that we do, and obviously a cash flow calculator at the time. It all seemed to support a great area, and you've had great success with that suburb. And then you've had another. You had a townhouse that settled in your super fund. Do you want to share a bit about when you purchased it, the price, how much that one has grown?
Yep, another one there. You know, we didn't, after that, I knew we didn't have to do too much research. So again, went to my coach, looked at the equity parcel that we had, which was a little bit less for that one. I think we had 130 grand, something like that. Anyway, in our budget was a three-bedded townhouse in Mango Hill. So we split our super. We had about 240, 250 grand in super, and we split that into two parcels. The first one we bought in, that settled in 29th of November, so soon, really soon after the other one, 523,990. Current value is 625,000, and we've got 415,000 owing. So we put in, what, 120-ish, and now our current equity in that property is 209,000.
Fantastic. So far, I mean, what I'm hearing with every property you purchase through us, the numbers are going up, which is great. Then there's another one that you bought in your super. Was that in Raceview?
Yep. No, Raceview wasn't inside a super. That one we bought inside of the trust. 515,000 settled on the 5th of July, 23. So not even a year ago. Gone up, it's 515, current value is 565, so loans down. The loans, we're paying a little bit of principal off that one, so current equity is 52 grand in a bit less than a year.
Fantastic. And you just went grey guns, didn't you, in the first couple of years? Like, I remember you had a goal and you said, I want to get as many properties as I can in the shortest period of time. And obviously I said to you at the time, we can go as fast as your mindset, you know, would allow. And it does come down to mindset, doesn't it?
Yeah, definitely does, you know, because we were outside our comfort zone at the start. Interest rates were pretty good 2 years ago when we started. So we looked at it, doing the cash flow calculator, almost all of them were near positive. Things changed a little bit. And so that we've learned a good lesson there. We're like, oh, you know, what if they go negative? And they have, and there's some gaps in all of them. There's some gaps. And all we've started doing is not spending as much money and putting it in there. So we've got some really good savings habits going now. We know we can, you know, we know we can go out without a few things. Part of our plan was to stay. We're in a small owner occupier. You know, of course we want a larger house, and we're just about to get one. We're hopefully getting formal approval on a slightly bigger house tomorrow, but nothing lavish. And we've got a really clear plan now. So we realized how easy it was, and then realized, you know, the whole idea of compound interest started to make sense. Yeah. And so we realized that those ones are going to sit there. They're going to keep going up. You know, we've done a full spreadsheet that sits up in our bedroom, which has each property, how much it's worth. We've conservatively estimated 5% growth, even though it should be somewhere between 7% and 10% per year. But we've put that down, and then just realized that those will tick along no matter what now. We've got in our plan, we'll get two more. As soon as we get this owner-occupier settled, we'll get two more this year. And then to get the two more, the equity from the three that we've just purchased, excluding the two in super, will be enough to get one more. And we've saved enough to get one another one. After that, all our money's ours. So we'll have the six plus the tenants in common with my mother. And then just the equity growth in that means that we'll be able to purchase around 2 million more in property a year over the next 5 or 6 years. And after that, we've got enough money in our plan. We're about 4 years away from comfortably retiring, which definitely wasn't on the cards 2 years ago. And having said that, that's like, it's got nothing to do with the restaurants. I've always just taken a wage from the restaurants, you know, a good wage, but not certainly not outrageous. And this is all, you know, in the book, in George's book. He says, you know, I think about buying more businesses and that sort of thing, but we've got a plan. And even when times get tough, and they are at the moment, we stick to our plan. It's all up on the wall, and we can see it super clearly now. So there's no, even with the high interest rates, even if they don't subside, you know, for the rest of the year, we know how to get through it, and it's going to get easier and easier each year for us.
With the slight holding costs, with the amount of money you've made in capital growth, if you were to actually work out, you know, the holding cost to hold these properties versus what you've actually made in capital growth, you'd see you've actually made quite a substantial amount, and it kind of can. It's just a matter of navigating your finances so that you can hold those properties while the interest rates are high, knowing that interest rates are in flux. They're always going up and they're always going down. So, the RBA have been talking about interest rates coming down. We're hoping it's sooner rather than later. But I dare say that we should start seeing some interest rates coming down closer towards the end of the year from what I've heard in the little chatter and so forth. So in total, you've got 5 properties in just under 2 years.
Yeah, inside the program, 5 properties in just under 2 years. Yep.
Fantastic. And I mean, I love this what you mentioned about the wall, because I speak a little bit to that, because I think part of mindset when it comes to finding the right properties is having that clear picture and having that reminder. And you've got your portfolio like on a piece of paper on your wall in your bedroom where you can look at it every day and see the numbers and know what you're working towards.
Yeah, we've worked it out. We've actually got it broken down into even weekly milestones, because when I have a shit week, I want to see that I've done something. So we don't have to do anything, but it's just crossing off another week. And when I look at it again, conservatively estimated to grow at 5% of my whole property portfolio, I'm still making already, outside of the super, we're making about $4,500 a week, excluding our wages or anything, 2 years in. And that's with, you know, no savings in the bank. To give people numbers, roughly our owner-occupier, $1 million with a $500,000 loan. So $500,000 equity, and then that's all been done inside of that.
Fantastic. And why did you come to Positive Property? Like, what was it for you where you and Victoria thought to yourselves, you know what, we've got one property already under our belt, but we really need to seek out guidance and a coach to help us to really achieve our goals? Like, what was that turning point for the both of you?
Well, yeah, I do a number of things. You know, I think in anything you want to do well, I do jiu-jitsu, you know, martial arts. You've got to listen to a coach or you're not going to learn anything. It's the same in property investing. I was held back by fear of not knowing, you know, even things that are really clear to me now, you know, putting a deposit down and then exchanging and going to settle. All those words didn't really make sense. I'd heard them all before, didn't really make sense. And that had me be cautious. I didn't understand the equity that I was sitting on. You know, I felt safe having a value of my house double what the loan was. But, you know, looking back now, it's really silly sitting on it, because that money is the money that's made me, it's the money that's going to have us retire, I suppose. And so the short answer is having a coach for something I don't know is going to help me learn. And, yeah, there had to be a better way to make money than slogging it out somewhere between 2 and 5% net profit in the restaurants.
And I mean, what has been, since joining Positive Property, like, what have you enjoyed the most about working you know, closely with Positive Property to achieve your goals?
Well, a number of things. One is just me having clarity. The other one is knowing that the program works, the circle of safety. You know, I don't really have to do too much. I go to my coach to work out what's available, what's a good strategy. So that's you, obviously, for everyone else. And you're always available to me. I can meet you week in, week out. If I'm thinking something, I don't know something, I'm not too proud to ask. And then we've got David, who is our broker, and he runs the numbers. David, can we do this? Can't we do this? And he's pretty good. You know, he works out ways that we don't know. So we feel comfortable there. Michael at Q Law has been really great. You know, we've had some stressful settlements. We've had some penalties. And I realize all of that, you know, is quite stressful at the start. But the last time it happened was we got, you know, significant penalty, and it was good. I felt partnered there, and we worked it out. And it was, again, pretty stressful. You know, I've been running around on settlement dates in banks trying to get checks, all that sort of stuff, babies in arm, And the circle of safety has really worked for us. And that stress now is, you know, it's just part of the game. You know, it's like playing Monopoly. You're trying to get a deal done. It's just you keep doing what you got to do to get it done. And all those things initially, I suppose, you know, almost have you want to pull out, you know, with interest rate rise and everything. There's so many, you know, automatic conversations in my head and in my wife's head where, this is getting too hard. And so we want to, and we already now know not to do that. If we had not gotten one because we wanted to feel safe and comfortable, then that would have cost us, you know, just in that 1 year, 50 or 100 grand in lost opportunity.
That's right. Absolutely. And, you've had some challenges with obviously your journey with buying properties. Like, what is one challenge that really stood out that you felt that the support of Positive Property really helped you to get through?
Oh, there's a few. All right. So let's look at Moray Field. So the last one we had, we were just having troubles with the finance. You know, finance is getting harder to get at the moment. You know, at the start, it was really easy for us. Ironically, now we're a lot wealthier, we've got a lot more equity, and it's at the moment it's really hard to get, you know, the banks.
That's right.
I think there's what they need to allow a 3% buffer. So the 3% buffer they allowed us 2 years ago has almost been taken up, and now they're looking at all those again. But just staying in it and getting it done. There was a while there where it looked like we might lose our deposit. Everyone else, when I spoke to you and David and Kim, everyone, you know, answered the phone. They said, don't worry. And we were still stressed. You know, we had 50 grand deposit down there that we were concerned we were going to lose. And I got told not to worry. And in the end, I think we ended up copping a little fine. But in the scheme of things, it was a few thousand dollars. And, you know, Positive Property agreed. It wasn't through any fault of our own. And they shared the responsibility with me, which was great. But in the scheme of things, that few grand's probably already, you know, that's what, a couple of months ago, we probably already made well more than that. So long term, it's going to be a minor blip and a valuable lesson as well, not to, you know, just to keep pushing through. So I think it's pretty normal to be scrounging at the last minute as much as you try and be prepared.
Yeah, look, it certainly is. And I know that with myself and the Circle of Safety and Billy, everyone that was working, we work diligently behind the scenes. And sometimes members don't always see how much work is going on behind the scenes and making sure we can get things done, you know, swiftly, quickly, and as, you know, in the best outcome, you know, for our members. And you were part of a lot of those conversations. I know you're calling me up a lot, going, what do we do here? I'm like, it's okay. We're working out a solution. And we did. We got the solution to the best case scenario that we could, which was fantastic. And like you said, there are going to be challenges that come up when you're buying property. Like, we think that investing in property is like this straight line. It's like we find the property, get the loan, settle, tenant, you know, and done and dusted. But it's actually kind of this squiggly line, you know. It's like it goes left, it goes right, it goes, you know, it goes all over the place. And it's up to us to take our emotion out of that process as best we can. I know that it's easily said and done because I'm an investor myself, and there's been times where I've gotten myself very emotional over things going in different directions. But when we can take our emotion out and we can look at things clearly, when you have your team around you that can help support direct where you need to go next in order to get the best outcome, like, it really does make a big, big difference. And that having that support, obviously, around you so that you don't get too emotionally involved, or we can just keep working through like the most next obvious step.
Yeah. And for me, I don't want to read the contracts. I get those big, long contracts, and particularly in super, there's a whole lot of crap there that I don't want to read. And it's good. I use you guys. I don't want to go through it. And I know now I don't need to. At the start, I'm like, I better read it. I better educate myself. And, you know, I've, to be honest, I've got better things to do with my time.
Absolutely. And if there were people out there that were sitting on the fence when it comes to starting their property journey and really, you know, buying their first investment property, like, what would you say to those people that have been thinking about investing but are a little bit scared or unsure of what to do? What would you say?
Yeah, so, well, first thing I'd say is listen to your coach. Your coach has got the numbers. They know better than you, and they're dealing with it without emotion. So I'd say if your coach says to do it, do it. You know, the only thing you've got to be responsible for is servicing the loan, and that cash flow calculator, especially now if you can do it, it's a valuable tool. There's nothing, you know, there's nothing scary on the other side there. So get in and do it. And, you know, I think now, again, you know, property is something I've just started dabbling in, but I'm pretty sure now when those interest rates drop, all those properties going to go up a heap more again. So if you miss it and you sit there and you're twiddling your thumbs, you're going to miss out on 50 or 100 grand straight away, you know, and you look back, and then I don't know, for a lot of people, that'll probably go, oh, I missed out, and have them hold off again. So don't hold off. Now's the best time to be buying. There's no one buying. We're going around looking at new owner occupiers. There's no one there. So we started looking 2 weeks ago, and we just saw how uninterested the market is. We went to an auction, and this place we thought was going to go for 1.8, 1.9, went for 1.6. And we're like, shit, if we had pre-approval, we probably should have bid on that. You know, that would have been a great buy. And so we went down, found something else we liked, put an offer in straight away, got it accepted at a price we're really happy with. So now is the time to buy. If you're sitting on the fence, get off it. Because if you know, again, listen to your coach, not me, but my advice would be that these properties, particularly where you guys are looking and recommending, are going to go up really quickly, really soon. Every property boom comes straight after a recession. Yeah. And when the interest rates drop, it's game on.
I love that you've listened to a lot of what I've said about, you know, when the interest rates go down, property prices go up. Like, you've learned so much with coming along to the Sherps and Facebook Lives and just the meetings that we've had together. Now, we do need to go to our next session with our private group, with our members. So before we go, just one parting word. Like, if you could sum up positive property in one word, like, or a sentence, what would that be? Positive property is, or can, or does?
Well, it's just simple and effective. I love the simplicity of it, and it works. You know, it really is. It's something that looks so complicated. It's not. Get in and you will make money. I think, you know, I'm one of many people. I remember, I'm talking too much, but I remember 2 years ago coming into the first Sherpa, seeing people who've just made 100, 200, 300, and I go, I bet you I missed out. I bet you if I get in now, mine will just sit there. But it's not. It's exactly the same. So it's great.
Love it. Well, look, it's been a pleasure having you here today and or tonight. And everyone else, Freedom Fridays, if you're interested about getting started in property, just type in the chat, hashtag get started. You know, you don't know what you don't know until you have that conversation. And Michael, I'll see you in our next group.
Bye, everybody. Thanks. I'll see you soon.
Hey, ciao.